Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello? Are you
Hi.
there?
Yeah, that's much clearer. It seems like there was a bad connection there for a little bit. I was definitely looking forward to hearing what you had to say.
Okay, yeah, then don't worry about it.
So what were you saying earlier?
You said they were going to give me something for free. What is it?
Correct. The
I didn't hear.
website domain, aesthetic edge trimming LLC.com. Our CEO is prepared to give that to you completely free of charge. Normally there's a $99 charge for it, but as an act of good faith, he wants to gift that to you guys directly.
Let me see,
LLC
aestheticasion.com, right?
dot com. Yes, sir.
All right, give me a second. It's,
Sure.
my signal's pretty bad. It's loading.
Okay. No worries.
Web page not available with this. Let me see here.
Right. It's not available to you right now because we still own it, but he's going to give it to you. That's the website domain that we had built your website on. So he wants to give that to you.
Okay. And it's for free, right?
Correct. Free of charge. We just need you to square up the remaining balance of 171.13 and we'll be out of your hair, part as friends.
I mean, that is not free because I have to pay for it.
Well, you don't have to pay for that. Normally there's an additional charge for it. What you're paying for is the hard costs that Local Splash incurred in creating the website for you, running the Facebook ads, setting up the call tracking, as well as the Google Business Profile. So those are our only hard costs. Normally that's $249 a month, but because he's only charging you for what we actually completed, the balance that you have for us is $171.13.
Yeah, but the balance I have to pay clearly says for making website.
No, what he's charging you for is the Facebook ads, which is $100, the call tracking, the local SEO setup with the Google Business Profile. So he's only charging you for the things that we completed. We did complete the website. However, he's giving you the website domain free of charge, so he's not charging you for that.
Okay.
We do still have a card on file. We can charge the 171.13 to that with your permission.
No, so if I pay the 171, you're gonna give me the website for free?
Absolutely.
Also, I have a question. Why, if I search the company app, it doesn't appear? I mean, shouldn't it appear to people when they search up my company?
Your company? Absolutely. But you canceled the services before we were able to complete everything. That's what we do, is we do go ahead and program your organization in as a top recommended option on the first page of Google. But it's not something that's done overnight. It's something that requires continued programming. You hadn't completed the Google Business Verification process yet for us. You hadn't given us all the documents that we needed in order to do that. So it's really hard for us to put you on the first page of Google if we don't have everything we need to verify you with Google.
All right, so let me, honest, if I pay you, you're going to give me the website for free, which is useless. I cannot use it at
The
all.
domain, you can
So
use
why
it
is
and you can create whatever you want on that domain. It's yours free of charge. So you can take it and put it wherever you want to put it and do whatever you want to do with the domain.
okay. Now, why did you already create the website? If when I was with you guys, you didn't even create any website or any ads or nothing. when I first started with you.
We did create
the
website.
Now you're calling me to, that you said that you already created something.
We had created it during the time that you were with us. So the way that it works for you, Elmer, is from the point of sale, the day that you sign up with us, the first thing that happens is your client onboarding call. The next thing that happens is your website creation. Websites created in the first 3 to 5 days. I sent the domain over to you text message, so you're able to click on it and you're able to look at what is there. That was created with, for you within the first 5 to 7 days. Then the first 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are created. All of those have been sent over to you via email as well. In addition to that, all of the directory submissions that we created for you. We do all of this while we're waiting for you to send us the documents we need in order to verify your business directly with Google. So it's a working relationship. It's not like you just sign up for Google and say, hey, you know, I hope I get up there somehow. It's your responsibility to send us license, insurance, photographs of your vehicles so that we can submit those to Google for your verification process. While we're working on the verification process, we get all of these other steps completed so you're ready to go as soon as the verification is set up. Now, in addition to that, your Facebook...
We did all of that. The verification. And if they kept calling me back that the video wasn't correctly, didn't work,
right.
Like a new one.
Mm-hmm. Because there was a mistake in your video.
I don't have time to make videos every single day.
Okay, well, that's why we call you back, so that we can get you a live verification or try to find another way. This is a working relationship for your business. It's not meant to be a hostile environment. We're trying to help you achieve your marketing dreams, which is to be on the first page of Google. The requirements by Google are handed to us. We don't decide what happens with Google. Google tells us how it's going to go, and we iterate that to you in an effort to get you listed on the first page of Google as you so desired. If the video wasn't correct, that's not our fault. We were calling you back to try to help you with that.
I mean, I did everything you said I had to do in the video, and it still didn't work.
Because for some reason Google rejected that, which is why we contacted you back in an effort to try to help you get it right. However, you didn't complete it another time.
All right. And also, when I talked to Medina, I don't know, the...
Nadine?
The trailer Spanish mm-hmm. or one, I don't know who's that.
Yes.
I saw clearly that I don't have a license, a driver's license, or social security.
Right.
And if I can fill the information without those, she told me yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Google verification or asked me to show
Google guarantee.
Proof of mm-hmm. Google guarantee asked me for my license, my driver's license,
mm-hmm.
my business license, and my
right.
social security.
Right.
And so which Medina told me that I didn't need those. So, I mean, they lied to me in the first place.
Okay, so your mom is the one who actually signed the terms and conditions as the person who was setting this up. And during those terms and conditions, we actually have your license number right here. So that's not true, Elmer, because I'm looking at your license number now. 3346-47911, and it expires in April 17th of 2026. So I have the license number right here.
The driver's license?
No, not the driver's license. The business license number. Now, as far
okay, they were
as,
asking for the license driver.
Right.
So the
for the
license,
application,
not the business.
Which your mom said she was going to fill out. I have it set up here that Gladys and Elmer are filling this out. So, was your mom still helping you get everything set up?
Yeah, but
okay.
They were asking.
Well, we refunded that to you completely. We refunded the Google guarantee to you completely. The entire $250 was completely refunded to you.
Well,
so
that's so beautiful. I don't have to pay for anything since you guys, you know, lied to me in the first place.
We didn't lie to you in the first place. And I would highly suggest that you do take care of the outstanding balance of the 170, 113 so that we don't have to take this to small claims court.
I mean, seriously, you guys are going to take to court just for 171?
If we have to, yes, we're prepared to do that. That's why we want to show an act of good faith, give you the website domain, collect what's due to us only for the work that we completed, and completely part as friends here.
I mean, you guys don't know how business works. The business has to be completed. If the business is not completed, you know, all that you said, then all should be refunded, not just some part of it. That's how a good business works.
I'm really sorry that you feel that way. Unfortunately, we did complete a fair amount of work. We were waiting for you to do your part in completing the remainder. There's nothing that we can do if you haven't submitted a proper video verification. So, Elmer, are we going to be able to take care of this 170-113 today?
All right, give me a sec.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to pay.
Okay.
And, I mean, I'm really disappointed in you guys because you didn't even do what you're supposed to do. You're the only company of marketing I had ever had any issues with. None of the other companies I'm currently working with have those issues. Just you guys. And, I mean, the way you want to fight over $171, that tells me how broke your company is.
Was that Visa or MasterCard?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Give me a sec. All right. So
okay.
I was investigating with my lawyer, and they said I don't have to pay anything back because, let me see what it says right here. Six. Because you fail with your service delivery, what was agreed, false promising, lack of results, misleading ads, then you are entitled for a full refund.
Unfortunately.
And if you want to go to court over this, then
okay.
Let's go to court. I have no issues.
Okay. I will pass that information on directly.
All right.
Because that's not true. Unfortunately, we did deliver, and we've given you proof of delivery and proof of what you guys signed and agreed to in the terms and conditions. In fact, in the last email that I sent you, we even sent you the IP address that you, your mother signed the terms and conditions agreeing to exactly what we did deliver to you. The fact that you are not keeping up your end of the bargain, what you legally signed to, is definitely going to be reflected in that. So you are responsible for the outstanding balance of 170,113, and we'll be moving forward accordingly.
All right. Yeah, because first, you didn't guide me through the steps of how to do it. You just,
yes, we did.
You told me, do this on the phone, and that's all. No
we
videos,
called you back multiple
no
times.
No pictures of step-by-step, no guidance.
Elmer, you even said we called you back multiple times. Every time we called you back was to help you walk through the video verification. We called back multiple times. We have a record of every time we called and every single conversation that we spoke with you. We have a complete record of every single thing that was said to you, and we held up our end of the bargain. We don't want to have to take you to court over this. We just want to take care of the outstanding balance and call it a day. We want to give you the website domain so you are able to go ahead and build the website for your business and part as friends.
Okay. Guys, I mean, if you guys really say you're good at it, I mean, you can finish that work and I can pay you for the full work.
Well, you should pay us for the work that we have already completed for you because you chose to cancel the services, Elmer.
Yeah, I chose because you guys failed to, you know, complete what you agreed. And, I mean, the only quote I received was from this Spanish dude saying, hey, you haven't submitted the video. You need to take it. And I told him, how? He said, well, just click the link, go there, and take a video of your truck and your stuff with a license number back on the truck.
Yeah.
I said, that's all? Yes. And then he called me back again saying the video didn't pass to take it again. I told him why it didn't work. He says, I don't know. Just follow the rules. And I kept making those things, and they never work.
Elmer, we contacted you multiple times to try to help you with that, as well as in an attempt to see if you were eligible for live verification. The fact that the video did not work and was not correct is not our fault. That is a video that you have to submit to Google, whether you go with us or you go with another company. That video is going to be required. That is not something that Local Splash put on you. That is something that's required by Google. So no matter what, when your business finally gets on Google, it's going to be because you properly created and executed that video. We're here to help you do that. That's what we were trying to do. But in the meantime, we did complete a website for you. We did set up call tracking for you. We did run ads for you. We did set up a number of directories and other profile listings for you. We did all of those things. We're trying to get paid for what we actually completed.
Okay. Oh, so you said I have to pay you for the ads on Facebook that you guys did?
Correct.
And if I search right here on Facebook, my company, I don't find anything. So,
okay.
I mean, the
if you look in the, you ask for proof, and there's an email that was sent to you that has pages and pages of your ads and all of the content that was built for your organization. We already sent you proof of everything.
Okay, but what if you guys made that after I canceled it, so I had to pay you some?
We didn't make it after. We made it when we said that we made it. Why would we make it after the fact and waste our time and our money doing something after the fact? That doesn't make any sense. We've never had this type of issue with an organization. I'm just going to tell you right now that the Facebook ads that we ran for you, there was over 4,000 impressions. We reached over 2,000 people, and you did receive 2 phone calls from the Facebook ads. These ads were created. Yes, you did. It's in your call tracking. You did. You received 2 phone calls from your Facebook ads. Now, if you did not accept those phone calls, or if for some reason you did not receive, you know, those emails and that information, that is not because of our effort. Our efforts were to advertise your organization correctly and consistently on Google, on Facebook, on Yelp, Apple, and Bing. We completed our tasks while we were waiting for you to complete your task of getting the video verification done correctly.
All right,
I really urge you to take care of this outstanding balance.
All right. Send me that. If you can send me the proof that
I did send you the proof. I did already send you the. I already sent you the proof. All you have to do is look in your emails. Yes, I did. Look in your email from A. Nelson. It's already in your email. I sent it to you 2 weeks ago when you asked for it. The same day that you spoke with Chris Hernandez, I sent it to you.
Let me see here. Amy Nelson.
A-M-I-E. A. Nelson. I sent it to you already.
Please see the screenshots below, mm-hmm. The features, the proof of service provided.
Yep.
Yeah, those are the pictures of the website, but I'm talking about you.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep scrolling down. There's multiple photos of the work that has been completed for you. Multiple. We didn't come up with just one thing that we did for you and try to charge you for that. We don't even want to have these type of conversations. What we want to do is be able to part amicably as friends.
Let me see right here. But there, you said you guys, I received 2 calls from there.
Correct.
But I don't see the phone numbers there.
You did. Well, when you had access to the client dashboard, you could see the phone numbers of where the calls came from. We don't keep those things hidden from you. In fact, we give you all of that information on a regular basis so you're able to track everything.
All right, if I go to Local Splash,
mm-hmm.
It says total results 66, and but it doesn't let me go to see them.
Right, because you're not our client right now. So if you click through there, it's not going to show you everything because you're not a client of ours. Why would we give you access to our platform if you canceled your services with us? If you look through the email, it has screenshots of everything that you're asking me for. Now, do you want to take care of this with Visa or MasterCard?
Let me see, 75 for local bundles, 78 for Facebook ads.
We only charged you for what we actually used. We didn't charge you for the entire amount. If we didn't use the whole budget, we didn't charge you for it. We're very fair.
All right. But why did you guys refund me the whole money? Why didn't you just refund me part of it?
That was an honest mistake that was made on my part, and I do apologize for that, but I need to recover the outstanding balance from you, Elmer.
Let me see. Give me a sec. All right. So give me 12. One. All right. So I'm ready here to pay.
Okay.
And, I mean, I didn't want to go through this, you know, just over a video. But, I mean, that's what it is. All right. So you ready?
I am ready. Go ahead.
53.
I'm sorry, what is it?
6000. But the website is not working, right?
As soon as you pay your outstanding balance, we're going to transfer the domain over to you. And you can do whatever you want to do with the website. It's good to go for an entire year. You have the domain free of charge. You can put it wherever you want to put it. It's completely hosted and up and running.
All right. So if I pay you guys, the website is going to keep working. And if my clients, you know, if they go and search my company name, they will see that website, correct or not?
They will have to look up the website domain. They will have to look the domain up specifically, aestheticedgetrimmingllc.com. Now, we're going to give you the domain. You can put whatever content you want to put on that domain yourself. You're able to do whatever you want to do with that website domain.
All right, then. If it's going to work after I pay you and they're going to be able to search it up, then it's okay because, you know, I was just, you know, making sure because all my clients like to, you know, visit, search my company name and, you know, my website and see what I do there.
Right. To have a good representation of your work and the services that you provide and offer. We understand that.
Okay.
Okay.
So you also the Facebook ads, are you guys going to let that there or are you going to remove it?
The Facebook, we can give you the Facebook. We created that Facebook for you, we can send that over to you, and you can have access and do whatever you want to do with that.
Oh, and I have to pay you more for the
no,
money?
No,
I'm paying
we
for
don't
it.
Want any more money from you. We just want the outstanding balance, Elmer. We do not want to charge you anything else. We're not trying to take advantage of you here. Just like you want to be paid for the services that you complete properly for somebody, that's what we want to be paid for, is what we completed for you. That is all.
All right. So
okay.
Just to make sure, I'm going to pay you the remaining balance. You guys are going to give me full access and the domain of the website and Google.
Yes.
And the domain and the one on Facebook.
Correct.
And I can do whatever I want with them.
You can do whatever you want with them. And this is a recorded line. So every word of everything I've told you has been recorded.
Well, all right then. Then since everything is explained, the card number is 53, 48, 60,093, 75, 39, 91.
Okay.
And the expiration is August 2030.
Okay. And the three-digit code on the back?
Is 554.
Okay. Give me just a moment. Okay.
Now, where will I receive the domain?
Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Give me just a second here, okay? I'm going to see if I have somebody that can. You're going to receive all the information over via email, of course, but I am also going to see if I have an agent right now that can come over and walk you through access for the Facebook as well as for the domain. Okay, so give me just a moment. If I do not have somebody that can do it right now, I'm going to schedule a specific time for you so we can call and get this squared up for you. We want to take good care of you. Even though we're parting, we want to take very good care of you. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, give me just a second. I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Okay, I'm still working on this. Give me just a minute, okay, Omer?
Okay.
I'm still here. I just wanted to make sure that I can either get this time scheduled for you or I can see if there's an agent who can take care of it right now.
Okay, let me see.
We want to take care of it for you.
Flash. All right.
Okay.
Let me see. I just received a new message saying to verify my Google verification.
That's an automatic message that's sent out. As soon as we process any type of invoice, you can disregard that. Okay? That's just an automatic message that comes from our system every single time that we go ahead and process something that's just automatic that comes through, okay?
Okay.
So give me just a minute. I'm waiting for confirmation. Okay, he's responding.
I mean, I didn't want to make, you know, business with you guys. I mean, everything sounded pretty good. But I mean, the guy that explains all that about the video, I mean, I don't know if it's the fact that he speaks Spanish. He doesn't know how to explain how to guide you through the steps. And basically, that's why we're here now. You know, discussing about money. If you had to send me another person, and not him to explain to me well, we could have been going, you know, paying you guys, but that's how it is.
Well, I'm sorry that you're...
Hello, you cut out. Hello?